It's Audio Mo, day 23. And today's going to be back to a rant, I think. Over the last 24 hours, I've been yet again embarrassed by my gender on Twitter. So, two really inspirational women, one being Mary Beard, the classicist and historian, and the other, Josie Long, comedian and actress, have both had absolute vile and filth poured on them for comments they've made. And invariably, I would say, just, you know, quick check, probably 90-95% of them are males. It just disgusts me, to be perfectly honest. Invariably, they hide behind the anonymity of a little Twitter egg logo. But absolutely hardly any of them actually have a real name. You know, most of them are a fake bloody account. And it just so annoys me so much that my gender can drop to such levels of hatred and I haven't got words for it, really. Part of it is they are scared by powerful and inspirational women. I don't know why. If you're inspired by someone, it shouldn't matter whether they're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter one iota. You should just be inspired by something they do or say, you know. But they're just scared. And they hit out in the most pathetic and base ways they can. I haven't really got a lot else to say because I've just been disgusted by it all, to be perfectly honest. I prefer Twitter over Facebook most of the time. But occasionally, there are times when I just hang my head in shame for my bloody gender and how pathetic we can be. You know, probably someone may pick this up and call me a snowflake or a cuck or something. I don't care, really. I really don't care. Because what I'd really like about this is that probably 9 times out of 10, you can track these people down within an hour because they're not clever enough to be able to hide their true identities most of the time. So some of them get caught, some of them get retribution. You know, it is illegal to threaten some of the things that have been threatened to both those amazing women over the last day. So hopefully some people will hear a knock on their door from their local constabulary, I hope. And it's nothing to do with freedom of speech. It's to do with common decency. Because you can't use the freedom of speech argument is the last argument of someone who hasn't got a bloody argument, as far as I'm concerned. They can all go themselves. Right, I didn't swear, I was really good.